Today is the 21st of May. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So we are officially 6 days from our first worship breakfast, and I am so excited. I cannot wait for this coming Sunday. So for those of you that will be joining us, an email will be going out to you tonight to give you an update as the schedule of the day and how the day will run. I'm very excited about that. I also want to acknowledge the fact that my mother and father-in-law celebrated their 40th wedding anniversary. Can I just say a massive congratulations to them, and I am praying for that grace over my marriage to their son. And so on that note, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday, and our verse of the day comes from Romans 15:5-6, and it says this: May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and one mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a great and mighty God, eternal strength for all who call on your name. We apologize and ask for your forgiveness for everything we've done and every word we've spoken that have hurt others in your family and brought a wound to the unity of your church. Father, please bless our efforts as we seek less of our will and seek to live for your glory and seek to encourage others. This we pray in your name. Amen. And so for those who are listening to Heart of Worship for the first time, firstly, can I say welcome to the family. For those of us that have been here for a while, you know that on Mondays we use it to thank God for the week past and the week ahead. So family, will you begin to lift up your voice and just thank him? Thank him for his grace. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his loving kindness. Thank him because he is God. Thank him for the food on your table, the clothes on your back, the roof over your head. Thank him for the job that you are in, whether you like it or you don't. Thank him for his provision. Thank him for his strength. Thank him for the joy and the peace. Thank him for your family, your friends, your children, your mother, your father, your brothers and sisters. Thank him for your cousins and nephews and nieces, grandparents. Just begin to lift up your voice and just begin to thank him for everything he has done for you. Whether you had a great week last week or not, he still deserves your thanks because he saw you through that week. And he didn't have to do that, but he did out of his kindness, out of his love. He saw you through. So begin to lift up your voice, family, wherever you are, and just thank him. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we glorify your holy name. Father, we believe and know that there is none like you. There is no name higher than your name. There is no name greater or stronger, more powerful than your name. Our King, our Lord, our brother, we honor you right now. We honor you. We acknowledge you. Mandarabas, We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. For you've been good, and you are still good, God. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy to be adored. Oh, yes, yeah. Father, we are here. We are here. We are gathered in your midst. We are gathered here to just say thank you. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 16, it says, do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Father, we thank you for your Spirit. We thank you for making us a temple. We thank you because you are God. Just lift your voice wherever you are and just thank him. We thank you, we thank you. Thank you for making us a temple of God. Thank you for your Spirit dwells in us. Thank you for your love, thank you for your peace, thank you for your grace and your mercy, oh God. Thank you for everything you've done. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, 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 oh God. Magnify your holy name. We glorify you for who you are. For there is none like you. No name is greater, no name is stronger, no name is higher than the name of Jesus. There is no other name that I would rather call in my time of need. And because of that, I say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, God. Yeah. We say thank you, God, for this moment that we are in. We say thank you, God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19, it says, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? You are not your own. Because you belong. You belong to him. You have a Father in heaven who loves you dearly. You have a Father in heaven who knows your name. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for his awesome power. Thank him for his grace. Thank him for his strength. And delivering you out of your Egypt. Just begin to thank him. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you right now. In your own song, in your own voice, just begin to thank your God. We glorify you and honor you, for you are faithful, God. You're a faithful, a loving King. You are everything I'll ever need. In you I find peace, in you I find rest. In you I find joy, in you I find love. Oh, because of this I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Your name shall forever be on my lips. Oh God, I will praise you now and forevermore. Oh, as I think about everything you have done for me and my family, I can't help but say thank you for delivering us out of our hardship, making a way out of no way. When we were down, Father, you lifted us up. Oh, thank you, God. Yeah. Thank you, God. So for the next minute, I'm just going to leave you with the instrumental, and I just want you to reflect on everything that God has done for you, everything that you're praying for and you're seeking Him for. Just know that He's already done it, and as long as it's according to your will, know that He's going to bring it to pass. And I just want you to thank God for that. Thank Him for that. Yes, Lord Jesus, my God, that I pass in the bush, in the bush, in the bush. So our declaration of the day says, I declare a legacy of faith over my life. I declare that I will store up blessings for future generations. My life is marked by excellence and integrity because I am making right choices and taking steps of faith. Others will want to follow me. God's abundance is surrounding my life today. This is my declaration. So, dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you for today. Father, we ask that as we face a future that is unknown, Father, we thank you that you have promised in your word that you will instruct us and teach us in the way that we should go and guide us with your eye. Thank you for your promises of guidance and comfort. Lord, lead us in the way that is best for us. And when we are facing circumstances that seems to be bleak and scary, please help us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, knowing that He is the way, the only way that we need to go to be kept in your love. Thank you, because we have nothing to fear. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So if you are worshiping with us for the first time, welcome to Heart of Worship. Welcome to a tribe of worshipers where we are seeking God every day through our worship. And so we want to welcome you into the family. If this is your first time, please send me a message on Facebook at JC May Music, or Instagram at JC May, or Twitter at JC May Music. Just let me know that you are listening for the first time. I would love to welcome you into this family. For the rest of you, thank you for allowing me to be your worship leader. It is an honor to serve you. And until tomorrow, my prayer for you is, may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.